coming to you from the Strings and Things studio in Ventura, California. I'm Anne.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Karen.
And this is the Strings Unraveled podcast.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, everybody.
Happy March. Yeah. Can you believe it's March already?
Well, yikes.
No, because today is leap day.
That's true. It's not quite March yet.
We are recording on
leap day. Bonus day today.
My current favorite sushi place is like using leap day, but on a different day, and I'm not sure they're aware of it.
Oh.
They are celebrating their 10th anniversary, and they have a big banner that says, Saki and Sapporo are 99 cents during their crazy happy hour until June 31st.
Oh.
Happy hour every day.
Well, they have happy hour every day. It's yeah. Kibo Sushi on.
So forever.
Yeah. Well, so I'm going to show up on July 1st and be like, well, yesterday was July 30th.
We haven't had July 31st yet.
So I'm going to come on the next day after June 30th and demand my 99 cent Sapporo.
Yeah, it hasn't happened yet. That's funny. What's your favorite sushi place right now?
Kibo Sushi. It's on Thompson and Borchard?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thompson and Borchard. Okay.
I've seen
it's near Fabertown.
Yeah. By the Chinese restaurant that's right there.
Yeah, right across from Lee's. Shares the same parking lot.
Got it.
And it is pretty good. They have the two rolls I love during their insane happy hour that starts every night at 8 o'clock. Sometimes it is literally 1 hour, though.
Oh.
So I think they go from like 8 to 9 as last call at 9, and then they close at 9:30 on several weeknights. So they have this roll called the Blossom Roll.
Uh-huh.
And it is spicy tuna and some veggies. With salmon on top, and then mango, and the
that sounds so amazing.
The sauce for mango sticky rice on
top
of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
that sounds incredible!
I'm like salivating. Yeah.
Let's have sushi next time we have to have we do dinner.
Well, I mean, at 8 o'clock, guys, it's happy hour.
I just ate my dinner, but that does sound too. Delicious. Yeah,
I have not, so let's go. Well, you eat go to after.
Yeah. The other roll I love from there. Their happy hour menu is called Lemon Roll, and this one's for you, Karen. Oh,
sorry.
It's I love lemon.
Filled with avocado and also has salmon on top. And then it must be a Meyer lemon because it's a nice, like, yummy lemon sliced very thin with a little dab of Rooster sauce on top.
That sounds delicious.
So
they're
good.
Both so good. And they're like almost $20 rolls, like, not during happy hour. And I think during happy hour, they're $7 or $8 each.
I keep thinking about the sushi place James and I went last year, and it's, I'm not going to be able to, the Sushi House, maybe? It's
oh, like on SeaWorld? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That one's so good.
Oh, my God.
I keep meaning to check in on them after the giant wave hit SeaWorld, because sure they got flooded. They
probably got a little water in there.
That's also where AM Noodle's sister restaurant is.
I saw the Lucky Noodle or Lucky something.
I think that's right. Well, they have two sister restaurants near there. One is the original Thai place, and then AM Noodle, and then they have this restaurant that's more like Japanese food, but it's not as good as. But the
which one's the original, Lucky or this the one that's not
well,
as good?
I don't
good
know
as...
the one that's next to Sushi House, because I'm thinking Lucky Noodle is the ramen one that's over by Vaughn's, but I could be wrong.
Oh, around the corner by Vaughn's, not closer to the end of SeaWorld.
Right, so there is a Thai restaurant that is the sister restaurant to AM Noodle.
Yes.
That is next to Sushi House. And I'm not sure if their name is Lucky Noodle, but I could believe you that it is.
If you go to
Sushi
House.
Lucky something.
It might be that, yeah, Lucky Noodle.
Order the avocado bomb, I think is what it's called. It's like their appetizer.
Yes.
And it's like half of an avocado that they build like sushi roll into, and then half of it's like tempura fried. It was like the best thing I'd ever eaten.
Okay, that is a favorite style appetizer.
I am so freaking hungry right now.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Five minutes ago, I wasn't.
I'm so sorry. Okay, enough with this.
No.
But on 6:31, I'm going to Kibo Sushi.
And demanding your happy hour.
It reminds me of an argument I had with my dad one time when I firmly believed that June had the 31 days and that July had the 30. And he was like, no, Anne. I was maybe five or something. And he's like, no.
But what does he know? He's just a grown up.
Well, July 31st is his birthday. So he was pretty certain that July was the month of 31. And June was not.
Silly dad, you don't know.
And now they both are important days. Still his anniversary of his birthday, and then the 30th is my wedding anniversary.
Weird question. What age were you when you started realizing your parents had birthdays?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, consciously, like,
I don't remember that being like a
right. I don't think thing. It was something that I have a memory of, because birthdays are always a big deal.
Yeah. We're a big birthday.
We didn't get to go out to dinner with the parents. That was their birthday celebration, was to not have the children at their birthday dinner.
Uh-huh.
But it was a big deal.
Yeah.
Karen is trying to steal my knitting needle / crochet hook kit. Yes.
Oh my gosh. You got a Gigi.
I guess it was feels
so
time.
Amazing. I'm fondly petting her. So, her beautiful
Knitter's this... Pride and Jimmy Beans and Gigi. Gay.
I'm being so freaking nosy gay? By opening it up.
Gigi made it, I think. Yeah. Is her Instagram.
Gigi made it,
I
don't
remember her. She is the beautiful. Orange knitting lady, orange yarn lady. You may know her by that if you're not thinking of her by any of the other cues yet.
Okay. And... I regret that I did not get this because I thought, is it really worth it?
Well,
it
was kind of really pricey cool. for Knitter's Pride. It's wood versions of Knitter's Pride needles from size 4 to, I don't know what this big guy is, a 17 maybe, 15?
It's 12 millimeter. What, yeah. Okay, you don't give Remy 17s. They don't, 17 doesn't come with the kits. I would rather have
had a 3. Because they can do a 3, because the ginger
You'd
needles...
You'd rather have a 17, Katie?
No, who uses a 17? Yeah. When you
Not like, often. Not often.
The ginger kit does come with 3s, so I know Knitter's Pride can do 3s, and they're interchangeable woods.
But it's not just needles.
No, it's also their crochet hooks, which I was very tickled pink. I already really love nice. Knitter's Pride.
They feel really good in your hands.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just...
I think I like the rubber grip better, but what was exciting about this is it's a Susan Bates head.
Yeah, I do like that. Yeah. That is important to me.
Yeah. I didn't mind the head of the classic aluminum.
Oh, no, I'm a boy crochet hook person.
So their usual aluminum is boy.
Okay. Are the but boys flatter? Smoother. Are they flat or pointy?
They are rounded.
They don't have the like knife edge of the scoopy part. So they have like a rounded
is
tapered
an in line.
Yeah.
Neckline too, I've learned.
What's
inline.
Oh, because
when it's the shaft and the head are the same.
I like the
And there's no taper. So boys have a taper, so do clovers. So Knitter's Pride classic aluminum is somewhere between a boy and a clover shape. But it's so smooth. Mm. I can do a slip stitch in one move.
I don't think I... Oh, are they the ones with the little black rubbery handles? Yeah.
This is a really big size zippered pocket, too.
It has two zipper pockets. Those like soft rubber handles get sticky.
Yeah.
Which I don't like. So I never reach for those needle or hooks, but I did buy a fair number of them.
I love them. Yeah. But that is true.
Yeah.
But they're only like $2. I know,
they're like
$3. Yeah.
Did it come with this too, or did you?
Did not. But I Karen's got just them being nosy and now. Them.
I totally.
There's two zipper pockets.
I never helped myself to other people's bags.
No, and I'm not bothered. Otherwise, I'd stop you.
But I understand.
I have some of my favorite things in there. I have the little
stopper. I have those tiny scissors.
Yeah, I think I've bought more since, but I think you gave us some for Christmas one year.
And that one's nice because the cap cannot get lost.
What is this? It certainly like can because mine broke.
I can see the little rubber thing coming off. But it's one of these teeny tiny, like 2.5-inch size scissors with a little rubber stopper attached to it that fits perfectly. And it has this like very satisfying little pop into place where
the little rubber
screw
cover.
For the scissors fits into the cover. And then I have one of the Halloween... rulers for checking gauge in here, of course, in orange.
Of course.
I bought these Halloween rulers along once 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
As door prizes, and we never ran out of them. So it has generous pockets and fits a lot of things, and it feels nice, and it's really pretty, and I'm
and
glad
it goes
I spent
with
every
your water bottle.
Well, I think of this as caramel color more.
Yeah, it's more caramel, but it's got a nice
coordinates.
Warm
It has. I have a very autumnal vibe going with my accessories.
I like it. I like
Gigi it. Gigi has definitely like I've always liked orange, but Gigi. It says here the iconic orange lady on the tag. She definitely makes me pick orange purposefully more often. Like her influence.
Doing it on purpose.
And she picks everything orange because it makes her happy. And you can't fault that.
That's like by default, if there's a yellow thing, I'm going to buy the yellow version.
Definitely of it. That.
And then I have to stop and be like, well, I mean, let's think about another color, maybe. And then I end up buying the yellow thing.
But why? Like, I'm going to pick blue, green, turquoise.
Yeah.
And not give myself any flack about it.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm from a generation where people would say, oh, no, you can't wear that color. Even though that's a color that makes you happy. Yes, but in my generation, it was a thing.
No, I understand.
And we felt limited. And I feel
it's
really
definitely
good.
Still a thing.
And you know what? Gigi made me realize, why? Why am I listening to these people? This color makes me happy.
Is a dynamite color on her.
It absolutely
that's
is.
That's true.
But you know what? Orange really is a beautiful color.
Yeah.
It makes me appreciate that there are no real bad colors. I mean...
No, there's no such thing as a bad color. There's just colors that you don't prefer.
Yeah, exactly. And that doesn't make them bad.
Well.
So that's what's going on today on Leap Day.
Yeah. sushi deals and Anne's knitting needle corner review.
Yeah, it's they were worth it.
Yeah,
it was indulgent and pricey for Knitter's Pride. It was $250 for that kit, which is a lot for a Knitter's Pride set.
Yeah.
But it is a full set of crochet hooks and knitting needles.
Nice.
If they sold a coordinating 16-inch length, I would buy that too.
Yeah. I need somebody to invent a really, really good set that has, like, you know, has it all.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist, but.
No.
I mean, if those stupid plastic ones can do it.
Yes.
Then why can't, like, metal needles do it?
Yes.
I don't understand. What are they? What's the plastic ones? Some woman's name.
You know, Denise.
Denise, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
They have a 16-inch length, and the needles, like, that. I understand the needle length is, like, a thing, but the needle length on those isn't that short.
No. So you just have to find the happy medium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe make the, I don't know. I'm not an inventor.
Or maybe you are.
Maybe. I'm the idea man. I got an idea. Somebody else figured it out.
Execute it. There's a lot of people out there who are very successful. Maybe you should lean into that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You partner
the ideas, man.
You the idea. You partner with someone who can get it done, and someone who's
less
creative
but is
good.
Well, that's the thing, is the
get it done. Yeah.
That's the thing. You get someone who's less creative but sees your vision.
I do not have the means for this. So if you're listening to this, steal my idea and you make it, and I'll buy it.
Yeah.
How's that?
Oh, yeah. Like,
I just want to own it.
You make us a good set that can go from 16-inch cable, like needle to cable.
And let us test it for free for you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to get them for free anyway because it was my idea.
Right. It's recorded.
You said you'd buy it.
I mean,
I would own it. You would
want to buy them, but I feel
I should be given it. I would accept the gratis
mystery person that does not exist.
I would accept the free set would obviously come to me by my close proximity to Katie.
Yeah, I'll get you guys free sets too.
And then I would.
She's talking to us.
Right. And then I would certainly.
Yeah, not you, listener. I don't know you that well.
Then I would certainly recommend them to the many fiber people that I get to
there
influence.
You go.
And you get a set of needles.
And that's it. You.
Yep.
Three. So Knitter's Pride, anyway, if you're listening to this, you've done
like
a
you
lot.
Like, you haven't already thought about this. Like, there aren't people already trying to figure this out,
I'm sure.
There's
somebody who already thought of it, and they're like, no, dummy, you can sell them two sets of needles.
I know. You're right.
Okay. But there is no way.
I'm not calling you dumb. I'm talking to the person in the
unknown,
boardroom.
The unknown,
no, I was like,
corporate
let's
man.
Make this great set. It'll be everything. It'll be the last thing they ever buy.
Says no one really ever. Yeah. I mean, we say that and then we realize, nope. How many multiple?
I don't want to admit to that.
No.
I saw
a thought in your head.
I saw a really incredible set of interchangeable needles today. Ooh. And they were Chougu, and they were, I think they were... They're sort of like the Royales where they have a metal tip, but
they're
wood.
The new ones.
And the case was beautiful.
I saw
and it
that
was
beautiful
all
case.
Color coordinated. It had all these accessories in it. And it was like, it looked very like clean and professional. And I just want the case. I don't need the needles, but like, it was a beautiful set of needles. And I really wanted them, but the parent, I don't need them.
No, I mean, none of us need them.
I don't need them.
I didn't need this thing that's sitting in front of me. It is making me happy.
Though. It's not about need. Well, actually, we need to be happy, so.
Yeah,
there you
go.
Good.
Point.
I love that.
Yep.
This makes me happy, and I need to be happy, therefore I need this thing.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah. This is good life advice. I know that's why people come to us.
Yeah, because we're sage, you know, our sage wisdom. Sage.
Yeah, very sagey.
I want to find, have you guys seen those, I don't know how to pronounce it, M-U-U-D bags?
Nope.
M-U-D.
Mud? So, and that's how I would pronounce it. Mood. Mud. Mood.
M-U-U-D?
They have these bags that are, let's see, oh, darn it, I'll find it in a minute. They're leather. I saw it. It's like a train case. They have different size train cases made out of leather. Someone was doing it as a giveaway with their sweater pattern and their kit and a bunch of Xiaogu, the new set of Xiaogu needles.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that. I'm like, I don't know which I want more, the needles or that really cool case.
Nice.
cool. I like the idea of the train case bags, but I know that they're just not flexible enough for what I need.
Yeah, I'm not that person.
Yeah. Like, I love them. Like, the Delacue one, but, or was it Delacue? Yeah.
Well, I was, no, it's a train case. Jimmy that's also a crossbody bag.
Was it a Namaste? Or whatever Namaste was before?
Yeah.
After?
I remember.
So there's a small one there, but then they've got this one.
Oh, that's lovely.
Isn't that lovely? And it's got, like, the two zippers that come back, but it's leather, and it's got pockets, and it's
very fancy.
That's a beautiful bag.
It is a beautiful. It's a crossbody knitting bag.
I wouldn't describe as a train case. It looks like you could jam a lot of stuff in there. That's appealing.
And there's the Mars hard case. Look at that.
Okay, yeah. I saw somebody, like, showing that off today.
On Instagram?
Yeah.
I saw that where it was a giveaway, but I didn't enter the giveaway because I'm like, yeah, I probably won't win that, but... But the way they put that middle one, I thought, oh, that's really cool. I call the Stavanger Project bag. I don't have $140 to shell out for a leather bag.
That's
but
a pretty good deal.
Is
for
it
a
real
high
leather?
Quality.
It's probably not real leather.
I think it's. I'll,
that's actually a. Pretty,
yeah, that's a pretty good price.
I'm not saying it's a bad price.
No,
I'm saying
just you don't have it in your pocket.
No, I
understand. Either.
I also am not ready to buy one right now.
So crossbody knitting bag made by hand in genuine leather.
Right.
So I mean a handmade sewn bag.
I have suspicion.
Is it hand sewn or it didn't say hand sewn?
If it's manipulated
just
by hand, you get to count it.
No,
as
I understand that.
Sewn.
It's
I just have
with a machine, but it's a human making it with a machine.
Hand-sewn.
That's hand sewn.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why you can say, like, if even if you use a knitting machine, if it's a hand-manipulated knitting machine, it's still hand-knitted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of
true.
Discourse about that on Instagram, but people don't know anything on Instagram.
I just like how she shoved yarn. You know, lots of people have these bags, but when they shove yarn in it, that's what gets me excited. I'm like, hey.
That's why I'm, like, on
yarn. You know what? Any bag could hold yarn if you put yarn in it.
Yes.
I know. But
so
when you
any
fold
bag
it,
could be
I'm
a knitting
saying,
bag.
This is really clever marketing.
Wouldn't
shove
it be
some
fun
yarn
if
in
you
there
were
and...
just shopping for, like, duffel bags and that was in the Amazon
she
picture
has...
list? I think that's the point you're maybe leaning towards is, like, you really feel seen when that's a part of the product picture.
She has quilted leather. She has a duffel. I don't think that... Oh, here's a...
Oh, that's very cute.
Yeah, some of these are ginormous. They're like half
the
body, half your body size.
Hat.
But
I have 1 trillion bags at my disposal.
That was one of the things I was telling my beginning knitters is like now every tote bag you have becomes a project bag.
Yeah.
every little zipper bag you have is a supply.
Is a notion case. Yeah.
Exactly. What are y'all working on? What are you working on? I have a feeling this is going to be a very repetitive episode. Just
February,
looking across the table.
February is a shorter month, right? So
yeah.
It's not as productive. But speaking of productive,
true,
guys, we have a podcast sponsor.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I know, it's so exciting.
I know, guys, our first podcast sponsor.
What, 5-6 years
ago? I don't know.
So I was really tickled pink when I reached out.
If you want to be more productive and, you know, have a little more energy, you could check out our sponsor, which is Magic Mind. Magic Mind is a productivity little green shot, and you could take it in the morning with your coffee or whenever you need a little energy boost. And
it's delicious.
I was not expecting it to be as
delicious
as it was.
It's like green. Some wheatgrass or something.
A little concentrated... like shot. I was like, I don't know about this, but
it
was pretty
good.
But yeah, I am a lover of caffeine, as y'all know. And I have been, I don't know if I need it or if I've trained my brain into needing my second afternoon cup of coffee, but I definitely have, like, developed a routine where it's, like, time to go get coffee in the afternoon. And when I've had Magic Mind in the morning, I don't want it in the afternoon. I did it once, and I got it, and I was like, this is too much. I don't need this. Right? I don't need it anymore.
Right. Like, so some days I had a cup of coffee with it, and that was like, woo, I'm on. And then some days I just had the shot, and it was very smooth. Like, just the energy level was like,
good focus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is big for me because I have a hard time focusing on anything.
Okay. So I know with caffeine, there's the hyper energy and then the drop.
No, this is like an extension of your coffee. Yeah. So it's like, if you take it in the morning, you've got your caffeine boost from your drinking your coffee, but it seems to just last longer.
Yeah.
But you don't have to have
I didn't notice when
you can have it without. No, there's definitely not a drop off.
It did not interrupt my sleep. Nope. I did have some kind of wild dreams the first two nights, but it did not persist. So I think that was just my own brain.
Okay, that was just your brain doing like stuff.
Insane, vivid dreams, but that had nothing to do with it. Because
I
drank it straight for 7 days and only 2 out of 7 days.
There you go.
I have these crazy dreams, so I'm not going to affiliate that with Magic Mind.
I had this like afternoon routine where I would go for a walk and go grab a cup of coffee from like the coffee shop a couple blocks down and then come back. And now I just go for a walk in the afternoon because I don't feel like I need, like, I do miss my talking to the cool barista that works at the coffee shop, but I could do that anyway. It's got all natural ingredients. It's, you know, the green, I think, is from the matcha. It's got, you know, ashwagandha, all those fancy mushrooms that do good stuff for your brain.
Lion's mane.
Cordyceps, but not the scary kind, because that's not real.
Right? I mean, it wasn't that kind. What do you mean it's not real?
That's true. Cordyceps mushrooms are real, but Last of Us is not real.
Correct.
Yet.
No. If you want to try it for yourself, guys, you could go to magicmind.com/stringsunraveled. Because we have our own URL because it's so official.
That's cool.
So if you want
say
a little.
Say it again.
No, I will. I definitely will. If you want a little bonus, pick me up in your day, check it out. MagicMind.com/stringsunraveled. Also, if you use our coupon code if you use the coupon code strings20, you can get up to 56% off your first subscription, which is 56% off is a lot, or 20% off of a one-time purchase.
Yeah.
So go to magicmind.com/stringsunraveled and use the coupon code strings20. I would recommend it.
When you look at it for substituting your regular coffee drink or needing less coffee, it's pretty reasonably priced.
Yeah, definitely.
Because think about how much money you're not spending at the end of your walk to
My $6 Americano in the afternoon, I don't buy it anymore.
I love how you phrase that. Think about what you're not spending as opposed to think about what you're saving. There's just something a little nicer about that.
Saving feels like sometimes like you're depriving yourself. Whereas
save my
something
money.
That
you chose not
you're
to
choosing
do.
If you have the autonomy.
A little more power there.
Yeah.
I like that. Nice, Karen.
So what are you guys working on? I'm still working on this brown sweater.
But it's grown so much.
It is. It's
how are you on your daily goal?
I had the flu.
I will never ask again.
I had the flu / of like the worst cold of my life. I don't know. And then a sinus infection and I was down for the count for a while. So my daily.
It has grown a lot.
It has. I have been concentrating on it. My daily goal of 3 rows a day blew out the window. But I'm at 10 of 14 inches, so
those
that's
are not
so bad.
Small needles you're working on.
Well, size twos.
Opposite, strike that, reverse it. Those are not.
They're not big needles.
They're not big needles.
17.
No,
they're not size big needles. Twos. So that's the point. You're doing a lot of stitches.
Yes, I'm making it happen.
Making it happen.
So yeah, that's what I'm working on. I also have, which I think I also talked about last one. Did I bring it with me? Yes, I did. The baby sweater compass. Excuse me. This little pink one.
Oh, that's grown a lot too.
Yep. So I'm rationing my yarn a little bit. So I paused on the body and I'm knitting sleeves and then I'll come back and make the body as long as I can / want to. But Yeah, I'm also working on that when I'm not working on the brown sweater.
The power of the top-down sweater is you can decide where your yarn is most well used.
Exactly.
That's all I'm working on.
What you doing, Karen? You do have a new project, which I am pleased to see.
It's a small project. I'm doing this Tunisian crochet hat. It's done with two pieces. So you're doing this flat with a honeycomb stitch. And then there's a cable panel that looks like a horseshoe cable that you would see in knitting. And that gets sewn on. And then you'll have stitches that you'll pick up along the bottom to do the ribbing. And you'll work the ribbing as you go. It's by Desimore Designs, Elizabeth Desimore. I don't know if Desimore was her last name. It's Elizabeth of Desimore Designs. This is called the Dennis Beanie.
Cute.
That's adorable. It's really cute. And the yarn that she originally did it in was Lola Bean, which, of course, I can't find that. The yarn, she's in the process of moving into a big freestanding brick and mortar place for her own shop, and that's going to be amazing for her.
Exciting. Yeah,
I did not use that. Instead, I remember I used to, you know, when Anna Kappa had Queensland.
Yep,
I loved it, but I don't think
are
you she
both
had
working in Queensland.
Though? I am. Yep.
This is Queensland Kathmandu DK 100.
Nice,
luxurious merino silk and cashmere tweed.
Fancy.
And it's held double, but I have two different shades of blue that are that
close
way. They're
enough.
They're close. Enough. I picked them differently on purpose because I couldn't decide if I wanted this more muted dark teal or the slightly brighter with the lighter pops teal. And so since I'm holding them together, they give a really nice heathered. The colors are close enough and subtle enough that it just nice gives depth. a dimension. And I really liked Queensland yarn when I worked with it before. So I thought, I'm going to try the Kathmandu. I wanted to try it before. And, okay, so I'm doing this Tunisian, and I couldn't find a stopper. And so you know those really adorable needlepoint protectors? This one is a really adorable mushroom, and that I just used it as the stopper at the end of my Tunisian crochet hook. So
it's
there's
cute.
A handy tidbit. So I just really liked the horseshoe cable. I've never done cabling in Tunisian, and because it's the cable pattern itself is not integrated, it's just a separate panel that you sew along the sides, and it's like 18 stitches, so it's totally doable. And it's a hat, so I'm not going to be doing it forever either.
Nice.
So I'm looking forward to that. Right now I'm just doing the body of it.
Satisfying, quick to do.
Gotta love a hat.
Yep. I have another project, and I left it at my desk at the office.
Oh. You can tell us about it.
Yes. So
unless you don't want to.
Was I making a bag with
yes.
cotton?
Yep.
Was last time or during the podcast?
I think you talked about it last time.
Oh, like where did you talk about it? You talked about it probably during the podcast because you started it while we were doing Stash Exchange that weekend. And then you had like
have
worked
I had it
on
that
it.
Long?
Wow. Well, that's only a month.
It's a quick month too.
February's well, very
it's
short.
It's a little bit longer this year, but it's still a very short month. Right?
And I think even we went into February because of the way the dates
were. It was
something like that.
Well, I was just continuing working on that. I got through the round base at the bottom. Now I'm coming up the sides and I'm into the second little color.
Nice.
I try to walk around. I'll try to do, like, on my 15-minute breaks, I try to do a quick walk, and then I'll go down to a little snack bar, and I'll do, like, 10 minutes worth of crochet.
It adds
if
up,
I get to
right?
It might be one round, it might be a couple rounds, but those are rounds that I didn't have accomplished before, and I do now.
Nice. Yep.
So, every little bit is progress.
Yeah.
What are you working on, Anne?
I'm still working on my Missoni accomplished.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Why do you have so many stitch markers on your needle?
Oh my gosh, thanks for asking about that.
So, because you're just doing ribbing.
I am.
Okay.
Yeah, so I had them in for the color work.
That's sure.
6 inches ago or so.
Yeah.
And then I left them in because when I put them in, I did them, like, I divide it into quarters.
Okay.
So the color is telling me how far around I am. So, like, when I'm in the pink, I know I'm still in the first quarter.
Couldn't you just do green. Four stitch markers?
Yeah, but it's like constant.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm and just also, curious. I love pulling it out and showing the knitters around us that I am not stitch marker proud either.
Yeah.
And sometimes I just use them in stupid times.
Just for fun.
Yeah. So it's emotionally gratifying right now.
Yeah.
Because it's one by one twisted ribbing, which twisted ribbing does make it a little more fun, but it is still one by one ribbing.
Sure.
So it is, when I look down and I see green markers, I know I'm in the second quarter.
I have markers like for the side seams on this sweater, mm-hmm. which there aren't seams, but
just the halfway point.
Yeah. So yeah. It is nice when I see it. I'm like, oh, yeah. Look at that. Yeah. I'm a quarter of the way around or whatever.
I love you guys are doing this because sometimes when you're in a simple stitch, it feels like you're on this endless road that has you're never going to get to the end of the road. But every time you're driving along and you come to a new color stitch marker, it's like, ooh, it just motivates you to keep going. Yeah. You feel like you're going somewhere.
Yeah.
Instead of being like,
oh, so that's why they're still in. Because I just like them.
Nice.
I like them as my road marker, road map, mm-hmm. road signs.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mile markers?
Yeah, mile markers. Every 10 stitches. It'd be more reasonable to take it out and do every 20.
maybe they're like the ads, like, ooh, you know, you come along the road and you get to read the ads. Stop
here for the giant ball of yarn.
Yeah. I would. See the thing?
I'm there.
Then the other thing I'm working on, so we have like a late drop-off, whomever you are out there, late drop-off for some...
Just abandon some yarn?
So I guess it was supposed to be a stash exchange contribution. Person dropped off when we were book club casting. From the time the three of us left to go do our respective errands or whatever.
Yeah, we booked and I clubbed came, early that morning.
Yeah, I came back. Karen came back before me. I came back. And in the time between Karen and I arriving back, someone dropped this stuff off. And
a month late, but there's some good stuff
there. There was some good stuff.
But please don't drop off any more yarn.
Yeah, please don't. No. Thanks for this nice stuff. I'm putting it straight to work. Like, I immediately took what I liked from it. Left it on the couch untouched for like another week. And then I took this next portion. So at the bottom of one of the bags, there was like all this dark, ooh, random balls of yarn. And so I dumped it all out to look at what it was. And it looks like it was a set of mini skeins, and maybe it was four sets, by Cat Mountain Fibers. It's called Fusion 250, 250 yards of worsted weight, 50 yards of each of five yarns, and they're different contents. So there's one that's baby alpaca and polyamide, one that's merino and bamboo, one that's alpaca, merino, bamboo, and nylon. It's a new exciting fiber.
Have you heard of nylon?
Superwash merino, silk, and stellalina, which is what this one must be. It's so pretty.
The sparkles. Ooh, they're like copper sparkles.
And then there's one that's just 100% wool. And the color palette is like different between across the different contents, but it's brown, teal, deep purple.
But darkly muted.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
And then there were some other, there was a brown Cascade 220 and a forest green Cascade 220, and then a solid like bright purple that looks like it must be some kind of silk blend.
It's when you pretty look
at it,
shiny,
and touch it. Mm-hmm. Or maybe bamboo. I'm thinking it aloud. Anyway, you can see the different like depths of color across the different
fibers take it.
And so there's essentially eight and really a core of six. Which that always makes me think of dice for making your decisions. So I was looking for a pattern that lent itself to a lot of starts and stops.
Yeah.
And we're coming up on a steeking class.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of rattling around in my brain. And so I thought of Alex Tinsley's Bad Oyster, which Katie taught back at Anna Kappa.
Yeah.
And it's not on Ravelry anymore.
No, she doesn't sell her patterns there anywhere anymore. Unless you found a place.
I'll tell you how I got it.
But. Yeah.
She just kind of got burnt out. She was the liaison between designers. She worked for Malabrigo. She was a designer. Then she worked for Malabrigo. And I don't know what happened in-house or whatever, but I know that just life just got overwhelming and things changed and she just stopped designing altogether. Aww. She, when we first started that's when she stopped designing.
But I don't but understand she, why but you she, wouldn't just leave your patterns on Ravelry yes. for passive income.
Yes.
I think when the whole drama that was going on at Ravelry between the political stuff and then the issues about she, her, they, them with pronouns. I don't know that she just backed off from there and she didn't want to even, and maybe she just didn't want to deal with the logistics. She has a lot of patterns. I don't know if a lot of times when you have a lot of patterns, you get a lot of people asking for help, for free help, mm-hmm. and not really reading. And her patterns were very well written. Mm-hmm. I don't think they really needed that, but things changed in her life, and creatively she went to pin designing and doing artwork on that, and I don't know what she's doing right now.
Well, it's confusing to me because you would just say no to help, right?
Or yeah,
but so she must have been very like emotionally hit by whatever it was.
She took them down during COVID.
Well,
that affects a lot of people.
The other thing, because I've seen other designers do this, where they decide they're done with knitting design and you can't buy their patterns anymore. And mm-hmm. I find it confusing because it is very passive income. And I don't think the tax burden is so huge that you, but whatever.
I've never made enough income on Ravelry from patterns to
be confronted with it.
Where did you find the pattern?
I was like, this is weird.
Lovecrafts
had it, so yes. I'm hoping she got something from it.
Right.
Well, paid for it. I will say I get more from my designs through Lovecrafts, like on a regular monthly basis, even if it's enough to buy a coffee or two. But I get stuff regularly from Lovecrafts, but not from Ravelry. So I don't know if more people in Europe are using Lovecrafts.
Maybe.
Because when Brexit or when their whole EU tax structure changed about a decade ago, they changed the rules.
Those are two different things.
I know, those are two different things. But what I'm saying is,
it's all confusing, though. I'll give you that.
When the tax thing came as a designer,
value added,
I would have had to file sales tax in every single country where someone bought one of my patterns, or just sell them through Lovecrafts, and Lovecrafts takes care of
that. Yeah, that's awesome.
So it's worth it.
So okay, that's good news. I'm glad you also know about that, because I was hoping she's gonna get some money from it, even if it's like $250 or whatever. So I think it was £590, so I think it came to like $750 US or something like that,
which is still a good price.
So what Bad Oyster is it's a real simple knit in the round. You start with a small number of stitches cast on, and then you're increasing very rapidly on some center stitches, and then the initial few stitches that never get any increases become you cut it down the center and it self fringes. So I'm like, if you look at this, it's so ugly where I'm doing my joins, because I don't care what they look like.
It doesn't matter. Come apart.
I'm going to be cutting them and then evening it out after I block it. And it's a real weird looking funnel when you're working.
It's a weird shaped thing.
But I, in the spirit of another designer popular around the same time as Alex Tinsley, I'm always thinking about the gamification idea, which Lethal Knits.
What is her Lee name? Meredith, I think.
I think that's right.
Lethal.
She's still around. She's up in Portland doing cool things all the time. Fun to follow on Instagram. So I have two dice.
Yeah.
And everything is bagged 1 through 6. And then there are two that have two colors in them. And if I choose one of their numbers, then I flip the dice.
Okay.
I flip the dice, flip the coin. So I roll the dice. I'm ready for a change, I think. The green dice is my color. So that was a 2.
Okay.
And the pink dice is my number of rounds. And if it were a bag that had two colors in it, I would flip the coin to decide
which
one was next. So it's fun. I think it'd be a fun class. Actually. Tell me about Stash Buster class.
Tell me about your dice.
Okay, I was wondering. I know they're so fun
because I want them.
They were at Home Goods.
Okay,
and it was $10 for a set of 2 decks of playing cards and 12 dice. And they're in this cute little box, and they are yellow, and the yellow ones have pink dots, and then there's light blue with yellow dots, red with blue dots, pink with minty green. There's 12
of them in there.
Yeah. Dang. And then mint green with yellow dots, which makes me want, like, the snow caps. Like, this dice wants me, makes me want to have snow caps, the little minty melts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then a blue and white. They are snow caps. So they're like,
are they all candy?
They're candy. They're like chocolate chip shaped. They come in pastel colors. They are like a minty vanilla. And then they have the little tiny white sprinkles on the bottom. Of the flat side of a chocolate chip.
I don't know that I've ever It's like seen. A big chocolate chip.
Yeah. Well, you can get them in different sizes.
Oh.
Yeah, they have little chocolate chip size ones, and then they have ones that are about the size of a quarter.
Got it.
Huh. They're all wonderful.
Yeah. Hungry again.
I'm sorry. but I think this would be a fun Stash Buster class.
That would be fun. So, it's a fun pattern, too.
Yeah. So, Karen, I'm working on Bad Oyster. You pulled up Dull Roar.
That was the name of Alex Tinsley's design company.
Oh.
I was trying to see if it was still in my Ravelry library.
Bad Oyster, yes.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate as to why it's called that?
No pearls. And a bad oyster has no pearls.
That is the thing about Alex Tinsley's designs is she has these super clever names.
Yes.
You know, she has a lot of puns in, like one of my favorite hat cowl combos was called Howl Cat because it's a cowl and a hat. And basically it's this tube with 2 different weights of yarn, and it can be folded in to be a 2-layered cowl, or you would put it 1 layer on your head upside down and twist the tube and pull the other half down, and now you have a hat.
Nice. That's adorable.
Super, super clever.
I'm worried that the dice I was using felt kind of weighted. They kept giving me like 2 and 5, which again I just got to. But if I feel like I don't like the color coming, I just roll the color die again.
There you go. You could test that if you wanted to, but
I don't. I'm gonna trust probability and trust that if I roll this enough times, everyone's gonna get equal representation.
Sure. Yeah. You'd have to knit a really big cowl, I think. But
what is it, 300
or shawl, I guess.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's going fun.
Missoni accomplished and Bad Oyster.
Yep, those are the things I'm working on.
Cool, cool.
We went around. Okay, what do you finish?
Oh.
What'd you finish, Katie?
What did I finish? Nothing. No. I did a little sewing. I volunteered to make a a little bag to attach to one of my nephew's like a little bike thing that he has, because everybody was like, he needs a little bag to put his water bottle or whatever, and he's 2, so he's got, you know, rocks in his pocket and stuff. Yeah. So, I made a little bike bag.
Oh, that's so cute. How does it attach? Oh, look,
it's got little straps with Velcro
to his little handlebar,
so you could go, you know, attach it to, or you know, other things too. But it's this really cute little rainforest fabric with froggies and
you know, I have a bicycle.
Well, I'll send you the link to the pattern.
Yeah, I'll share the pattern.
I asked him what his favorite animal was.
I thought it would.
And I thought he was into dinosaurs, but he told me zebra. And I was like, okay. So I found fabric with a zebra on it. And then his mom texted me and he said, you know, he told your sister the other day that elephants were his favorite animal. So this has elephants and zebras on it. No dinosaurs. But
if he goes for tigers, he's also a win-win.
Yeah. And the frogs. It's got a little magnet closure. And this cute little froggy fabric on the inside.
Oh, they have ukuleles.
I know, they're very cute. I love this fabric.
This is so freaking cute.
It's so cute.
And I could just see it going on a little bicycle.
Yep. It's going to attach with the little straps that I put on there with Velcro. This Velcro, I have to tell you a story about it.
Yeah.
I had everything I needed. Initially, I was going to use buckles, but they were like a little too big and clumsy because it was like a 1-inch bar. So I was like, I really need Velcro. And I couldn't find it anywhere in Fillmore. I went to all the places I could think of that may or may not have so on Velcro, couldn't find it anywhere. And then my sister texted me and she said, can you hem the boys' baseball pants for me? And I was like, yeah, sure, I'm feeling generous.
Yeah, you're a saint.
Also, well, first she asked me, can you sew the pockets closed on Owen's pants because he can't keep his hands out of his pockets and he's getting in trouble. So he lost his pocket privileges at baseball practice. So I was like, yes, I could sew his pockets closed.
I'll tell you, I'm not going to tell you which of my children I have seen do that, but like it is trick. Not nice
no.
to see that happening while your child is playing the sport. And it's not the one you're thinking of.
These are, I was expecting like regular pockets. It's just the back, these pockets just have back pockets.
Oh.
But he just can't keep, he's very squirmy.
So he's not as nasty as I am.
He's a squirmy little kid and he just can't pay attention. So he lost his pocket privileges. And so my sister dropped off these baseball pants and she was like, they have these Velcro things on the bottom so you can like cuff it with like a little strap.
Yeah.
But the boys apparently are short because each of them had to lose like 6 inches on the pants. Maybe five, which cut off all of the Velcro. And I was like, oh, free Velcro. So I unstitched it with my little seam ripper and, you know, oh, nice. Free Velcro.
That's good. Because Velcro's that's cheap. Awesome.
But, well, I mean, it wouldn't have been that expensive, but, you know, then I had it at my disposal.
And it's a gift that's going back.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. So there you go.
That's funny.
A little bike bag.
I have to that's apologize awesome to your nephew.
It's no, sorry. It's okay. Boys are gross. Awesome
place.
That's okay.
It's awesome to repurpose something like that.
And then I was trying to figure out the best organizational thing for cross-stitch stuff.
Okay.
I haven't landed on it yet.
I love that you're going there because later I will tell you about my obsessions. Okay. So tell me
So
tell
I
me
made
more.
The road trip case from Noodlehead, which I think I made you guys a long time ago.
Yeah,
one
I
of
love
these.
It. Yeah.
So I was like, this will be great for this. It doesn't end up being the right solution. Aww. But it is a cute little bag.
Cute, though. Cute fabric.
Thank you.
Okay, because I have cross stitch in my road case bag.
Okay.
I have a little, it's funny you mentioned that because that is what I put in my road case.
It has a like a clear zipper pocket on one side and then like these little snap pockets on the other, and I was like, oh, this will be great, except that these snap pockets
don't
fit anything really helpful. Yeah. So it's all just shoved in one side, and I thought the pattern would fit in here. It doesn't. I need to invent something myself. But I will show you these little handy guys that I got on Amazon.
Oh, that's nice.
Yep. So it came in like a, I don't know, 12 pack or something of Ooh. These little guys.
Oh,
and you can
cool.
organize your floss. It's called a embroidery / needlework project card. But it came with little numbered stickers.
I
so
love
I've
that.
Got my, here, you want one? I don't have stickers for you, but you can have one if you want.
I'm going to say no thank you.
Okay.
Not because I don't love yes. that you just offered that to me. But like, I'm on away. The fence. I'm going to remember you have them and then try to trade on your generosity in the future, maybe.
Yeah.
Because I am on the fence about how I feel about these things. I really love them on the little bobbins. But
that's
this
fair.
Is so much more convenient for stitching.
It's very convenient. I pre-cut all the strings and
yes.
you can pull out a single strand
yes.
even with it tied to the
yes.
little guy. So it has been pretty helpful. So I would recommend these
can
little plasticky cards.
One?
I don't care. Pick whatever one you want.
She already has the yellow one.
I already took the yellow one, and I think
well,
I my other
here,
knitting project or my other project has
Thank
a,
you.
Yeah,
yeah.
Welcome.
I'm on the fence. Thank you for offering.
Yes. Well, if you want one, you can steal
I'll
one
let
from
you
me.
Know.
So this is the road trip case by Noodlehead. I used 4 different fabrics from.
Is it a fabric buster? Like a stash buster.
It could fabric. Be. I used this is a new
zipper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It looks like it's really cute.
It's a new fabric collection called Bonnie that we got in, and I really like this like front sort of vintage floral print.
That cute little thing that's actually in progress in there. Did you work on that this month?
Yeah, I already talked about it though.
Oh, you did? Okay, I just didn't see.
I don't think you got to brag on finishing February. You did get bragged on.
I was working on it.
Yes.
I finished my February of the dessert of the month. So I have a little devil's
like,
food cupcake.
That's like 12 months worth of
finished projects.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Projects.
Yeah, totally.
If a quilt is 3,
yeah,
each portion
of
a stitch along.
Totally.
Yeah.
So that's all my dessert of the month is in here, even though I'm still not satisfied that this is optimal for cross stitching. But then I also made another noodlehead pattern, which I haven't made in a while. It's called the Super Tote.
That's great fabric.
This is awesome.
Tote bag. It is with this cute little typewriter fabric. It's got a little magnet closure on the front. Oh my gosh, there's candy in here. I found candy inside.
Wait, does that come with the pattern?
No. And it's got a recessed zipper. It's got this cute little star fabric on the inside. It's got little, like, elasticated pockets. And I can't remember if I just added the zipper pocket on the inside. I think I added that optionally. I don't think the pattern had that. But yeah, that's the Super Tote by Noodlehead. It's probably the second or third one that I've made. But I taught it as a class.
I like closer the pleats. To when I like the pleat on the sides.
Yeah, the little gusset.
Have you done it in multiple fabrics in the past? Or usually all one?
No, I've done it with multiple fabrics like this.
Maybe this is just such a cute combo. It's
really
sticking in my brain.
It's cute. Yeah, that's kind of all I've finished this month. I haven't made any progress with any knitting or crocheting stuff. Well, I've made progress, but I haven't finished anything, so sewing stuff. Karen, what'd you finish?
Did I talk about my jacket last month?
Bring us the jacket. I don't think you did.
I don't know.
Okay. So I finally cut the Pendleton fabric.
Oh, nice.
And I made myself a hoodie. Now, originally I bought this fabric 2 years ago with some gift certificate that was gifted to me by a really, really good friend that we all know. Uh-huh. And, but, you know, it's expensive fabric.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think that's the gift certificate I used to buy this because I discovered it while cleaning in my studio. Yeah.
I was like, oh, I know what you're talking about. This?
Yeah.
Oh, ooh. That's silly.
I'm going to Pavittown.
Because it was the very last bit of Pendleton that was going to be sold to through fabric stores. You can still buy Pendleton wool through Pendleton. But you can't just buy yardage at a fabric store because for whatever reason, they just shut that part down. But it was one of those things is like I did buy extra because I wasn't for sure decided what I was going to do. So now I've got two extra yards, which is kind of nice.
Nice.
But at the time, the jacket, I wanted to make a quilted jacket with it. And the jacket pattern that is most common, I forget the name of it. You're looking at
Tamarack.
Like, thank you, Tamarack. At the time, Tamarack was a collarless jacket, so it didn't have anything. And I thought, well, I really want a hood, like a hoodie to it. So I kind of procrastinated because I was afraid to cut into this fabric until I knew for sure what I was going to do. And procrastination wins because they came out with a hooded hack. So then I could make, because I bought a different pattern for the hood, but, you know, trying to make sure that the hood from one pattern fits onto a jacket of another felt like it was going to be weird work. But I finished it with the lining, and I will bring it out. And I'm pretty proud of the hardware. It's real leather, and, like, you'll see.
Nice. She's going to her office to get the jacket. We are on the edges of our seats.
We are sitting exactly there on the edge. Pantsing, as writers call it.
Pantsing?
Yeah, like flying by the seat of your pants.
I thought that was when you pull someone's pants down.
That is that. Oh. You are right.
Oh. So cute. Ta-da!
Woo! Oh, here's the hood.
Cute. Okay.
Lovely. Absolutely lovely.
Nice.
Look at these seams.
Absolutely beautiful. Perfect lineup. Perfect lineup.
So I traced out the pattern onto tracing paper, and then I traced the pattern of the fabric onto, instead of, you know, when it says cut on fold, you know, fold and cut here. I did not. I did not put it on a fold because I wanted to make sure everything lined up. So I traced the pattern and then I cut it and I kind of used like fabric, like Chaco.
Yeah.
To outline it. And then I flipped it so that the both halves were even and I centered the hood. I had different fat. I have Kona on the inside for the lining, and I like how all the seams are finished. I gave myself a little tag from really, and the one thing, and these are welted pockets.
Very nice.
And you make the pot, and then you sew down, which you also put the binding on the outside of that pocket fabric. You sew that down. And then what else? I do wish that I had made the sleeves a little bit longer, because when I'm driving and I'm wearing my jacket or something, you could see that kind of the sleeves kind of ride up.
You should start wearing a collection of bracelets.
You could also lengthen
the,
them.
The texture, well, not without taking stuff. Well,
yeah, you could take your edging off. And
but the edging is done before you sew the side seam.
There is it's possible, but it would be work.
It's possible, but then it would, yeah. I don't want to do it.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Is that a word?
It's like, yeah.
So after like mentioning it this time, never mention that again. Because why talk down about this beautiful object that you have made? It's perfect.
I say something I learned is to take that traced paper, maybe make a muslin of the sleeve just to test the length of what it would be before I cut the fabric.
Sleeves are wild animals. That is a good idea. Mm-hmm. I did this because my test one is still unfinished. Uh-huh. But it did, like, I practiced some seaming and some mm-hmm. binding methods with it. It was the first sewing project that ever made me swatch.
So the binding, I originally had bought, because you could buy strips of fat, the strips of the wool.
Yes.
But I didn't know how much I would really need. So I only bought 2 yards, which was never going to be enough. But also, it wasn't wide enough, you know, for the binding. So instead, I actually bought the yardage and I made the bias to make bias binding with. But it only took like half a yard. Then what am I going to, but they only sell it by the yard. So what was I going to do with half a yard? Instead, I bought 2 yards, because with a yard and a half left over, I could make a blanket.
Nice.
So if I was going to pay the same flat for shipping, I might as well get something extra. But yeah, but yeah, so now hair. I wear it a lot on rainy days. I put little leather details to it. I found these toggles. Instead of, I could have put a zipper in, but I didn't want to.
The
I didn't
toggles
want,
are
I didn't want to do a zipper, and I didn't want to do buttons. Instead, I got these leather and antique, a very aged looking, what do you call this?
Brass.
We can't.
I think I would describe it as antique brass.
Like antique brass,
mm-hmm. right?
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. So I've got that on there. Cute.
It's gorgeous.
I'm very pleased that procrastination wins.
You know, it's everything in its time, as our friend Mindy would say.
I feel like I bought it prepared, but I really wasn't ready to make it. I was not ready to make the jacket, so I waited until I was ready, and then. Something about knowing that it was going to be rainy and cold and it would be nice to wear. And then that motivated me to get over any hesitancy I had of actually, you know, the sewing itself didn't take that long.
Nah, it's a simple classic.
But I also didn't try to rush myself, because if I rush, I'm going to make mistakes. So I said, it'll take however long it takes. Maybe this time I just all I do is work on preparing binding. Maybe this day I only work on side seams. You know, or initially, maybe I'm just working on the quilting, which because of the lines was like really simple. I just quilted on the lines. So that's the thing I finished.
It's nice. Wonderful. It's a lifetime piece of clothing.
What did you finish, Anne? Oh, cute.
Tag is perfect. I finished one thing, but it's a classic. Has been very popular among our knitters. This was also in the late drop-off loot bag. The yarn dyer was called Knit the Holidays, I think. Hmm. I've never heard of them. This was their Pride colorway. It is a machine washable nylon merino.
Nylon.
Mix. Yes. Nylon.
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 Nylon. Oh, nylon is different.
Yeah. That's fancy.
We were having
say it with your pinky up.
We were having a like philosophical debate of how you say polyamide.
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 Yeah.
Polyamide.
Oh. Polyamide. Oh, I think you say polyamide. I never think about that.
Polyamide.
Nylon. What did you make? You didn't say what it was.
Does it make you happy?
Then it's a that's worsted what it is. Weight or DK weight. I think it was 250 yards per 100 grams. I guess that puts it more DK. On the porch. I made on the porch, which is a very simple blanket. It comes in like 10 sizes.
Yep.
I don't think I'm exaggerating. From an extra small little like car seat thing. I made the second size, which was perfect for the yardage. I machine washed it, and I machine washed it with a sweater that apparently had all of the dog's hair in it, which is now in the blanket.
It has integrated itself.
Yes. So this is for
was it a blanket for the dog?
No.
Oh, bummer.
That's a fancy blanket.
I mean, I like those dogs, but no. No, it's for our incoming nephew, who I missed the baby shower because it turned out President's Day weekend's a very expensive weekend to buy tickets.
Oh.
So, and I wasn't going to go by myself. And then when we go, we should bring our youngest because she likes to see her cousins. And then you're $1,000, $1,200 in flight.
Yeah.
So instead, I'm sending this with a very generous Target gift card and a board book.
There you go.
But it's so cute.
It's very cute.
On the porch, starts with a heavy garter stitch. That's an interesting mistake. Anyway, it starts with a heavy garter stitch border, and then it maintains a heavy garter stitch on the edges, and it's an 8-row repeat from there. So it just has such wonderful rhythm and flow. You
yeah.
like, know you're getting somewhere very quickly. I finished it in like 6 days, maybe.
It's cute. Cute yarn.
And the yarn's really cute. And it is the one thing I finished.
Nice. I mean, so it's a whole blanket.
Flipping washing it, though. Driving myself crazy.
You're
going to
need a serious lint roller or something.
Jeez.
Dogs.
Actually, this might have just come from the one dog snuggling, knocking it down from where I put it.
Yep.
Like, I put it across the top of the couch to kind of temporarily dry there. And I came back in the room 5 minutes later, and she had her head on it.
There, that'll do it. Does the family that it's going to have dogs?
No.
Oh, well, and
And it's their first baby.
Yeah.
So I have no belief this will even be used. But it's cute, and it's machine washable.
Yep.
It's not machine dryable.
So how much yardage did it take?
750.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cute.
So I could see this actually being, I never bought on the porch. We just nursed a lot of people through it or observed people making it.
Yeah. I have half of one made in my office, I think.
I really like it. I think it could be like a go-to baby.
I very much enjoyed the one that I was knitting as I was knitting it, but then I ran out of time for the baby shower or whatever, right. So I never finished it. But I should, because the person that I was making for initially is now pregnant again.
Oh, finish it.
So I should finish it.
You're halfway done.
Although, I bought fabric the other day for a quote for that same person, so I should probably use that fabric that I bought. But
I feel like I'm doing a mean thing, though, because this should not be machine dried.
Yeah.
But I do think pulling something out damp from the wash and laying it flat to dry is easier than
that's anything. It's pretty easy.
Yeah. And they only have one. So far. So, what do we say about one? People with one child? No, we don't say that on the air.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a quote from Karen that she never remembers. She said.
If I don't remember it, it doesn't happen.
That's not fair because people quote me back to me all the time. And I'm like, what did I say?
I said that.
Sounds great.
I love when people are like, oh, Katie told me once this very wise thing. And I'm like, yes, I did say that. Yeah. Well, I remember that advice that I gave
if
you.
If it's something positive, sure. If it was something negative,
I'm so sorry.
I have no memory of that.
For me, they don't usually like put the wise part. They're like, well, Anne always says. And I'm like,
a snarky thing?
This could be anything. Sometimes it's wise. Sometimes it's snarky.
Yep. Okay, there's nothing to say that snarky can't also be wise.
Fair enough. That's how I live life. I figure whatever it's going to be like, I have to stand by this.
Yeah.
That sounds on brand.
I always say in the beginning classes, and Anne says, adios, lefty.
Thank you. I like that. Sometimes there was one time this
it's clever,
girl,
and she, we give credit where it's due.
She greeted me with, adios, lefty. I was like, oh, I taught you to knit, didn't I? It was delightful.
That's cute.
Out in the wild. So that's the thing I finished.
Cool.
Yay. February.
Considering it's February.
Guys, we better be real productive next month.
Yeah.
Or not.
I'm picking up my reading. That's okay. Coming back in. So nice. I'm feeling like maybe I'm hitting the groove of 2024.
Cool.
Maybe things could change any minute.
You know, I kind of hope it does because I have been sick terribly twice this year. And if that sets the precedent for my year, I am not happy.
No, no, you're not
happy. So I'm really hoping that 2024 just goes up from here.
Right on. Yeah, you don't need this to be a monthly trend.
No. Yeah. I don't want COVID and then the flu and then who knows what else.
Well, somebody did say, though, like same presidential candidates, same guys in the... In the Super Bowl. So March better not do its thing.
God, let's talk about something else. What are you guys excited about? Yeah, what are you obsessed with?
Yeah.
I will go first, and this you're going to be excited about this.
I can't wait.
Pen.
I've been every like third day at work. I'm like, I forgot to ask Katie about that pen.
Okay, it's not that pen.
Oh,
that is a good pen.
Okay,
that is the.
What are we talking about?
Katie, my little yellow pen.
A special pen. Yep. We never saw it.
Oh, it's in my here. You talk about something else because I think it's in my purse. I'll go see if I can find it.
You know, when somebody, it's like, be funny. Talk about something else. What else could we talk about?
Make it. You're a clownfish. Say something funny.
I'm not that kind of clown.
Oh, that's just so time. Sad.
Time.
Okay.
That's the next line. I'm not that kind of clown.
This is the Uniball one.
Okay. It's such a cute, chunky.
It's a tiny, it has a very satisfying click. It's a good pen. It's a good pen, Anne.
I wish you could see her Anne's face.
Hold on. Let me look up the exact name of it because it is a good one.
Okay. If it were 3 inches longer.
I know. That's the thing I don't love about it is it's cute, but it's a little hard to hold on to. A Uniball 1P is the name of the pen. But that's not the pen that I want to talk about.
Okay. All right. I'm ready.
I was at Barnes & Noble the other day and I saw this pack of pens and I was like, I want this. So this is an Uli. Do you know the brand?
I love Uli, and I love those pens.
This is the fountain pen?
Yes.
Yes.
Except they dry up faster than I can use them.
That's the only thing that I've heard was like the bad thing about it.
So just make it your main pen.
It's such a good pen.
It is.
It writes so well.
It does.
I'm so impressed with this.
It's got a nib.
It looks like it has a nib. It came with four in
a
package.
A nib. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fountain pen.
Yeah.
And
it's not leaky.
No.
No, but it will dry up if you're not using it regularly.
Okay, I'll use it.
So you make it your main pen.
Got it.
Because it is good.
Can you dip the tip in water before you start just to kind of soften anything that hardens?
I have no idea.
It's not that kind. It's a little plastic.
It's got like a little cartridge.
Yeah, cartridge. And then you pop it onto the
you
back
like
end of the nib.
Yeah.
And so there's just it's not leaky. It's got a good seal. But it's just enough air that if you ignore it, it's the bottom of your pen case, it's just going to dry up.
It'll dry up.
It's not the ink hardening. It's evaporating.
Got it.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's right.
Two pens. Okay. Thank you for reminding me of the other one.
The 1P,
it's a good pen.
A nice feeling pen.
I know. It's got such a satisfying click.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a little clippy. Mm. I do really like this pen. But I do like this pen more.
I'm curious. What other because not all Uniball pens feel like that.
I do wish it was just a little bit longer.
I'm wondering if they have anything else that's like
they do
the
because
size.
Uniball 1 is the regular brand that I don't know if it has the same nib, but it's like a longer pen. I don't know if it's like chunky like this one, but this is the 1P.
The chunky is cute.
Yeah.
But the feel, I love like the smoother it writes, the better.
Yeah.
That was very
good one.
Nice.
It's a good pen.
Very nice.
Okay. That's what I want to talk about.
That was exciting.
Okay, for sharing.
But like,
I was like, Anne will be excited about this.
For the last 2 months, because I think it was 2 months ago that you mentioned you were waiting for that pen.
Yes.
I think about it like every third day. I'm like, ask Katie about it.
There you go.
What are you obsessed with, Karen?
I just haven't had any time to be obsessed because I entered the working world where I make my lunch the night before. I do my prep. Sometimes it's kind of late. I know what I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with my electric lunchbox.
Oh, nice. That's fun.
So I can plug it in. I it was a buy one, get one free. And the one that was supposed to be really big, that had lots of little compartments, does not cook. So I got to get money back on that part. But, 'cause it was a bundle, but it's still, half the bundle doesn't work. Mm-hmm. But the other one is so cute. It looks, it's called the Panda, and it's black and white, and it looks like a little round, little round panda shape. I put like these 2.5 of these little mini cups. I think each one is like a, it ends up being like a third of a cup of water in total. Mm-hmm. I put that in the bottom, and I have these little stainless steel bowls that I've already prepped food in. And I, by food, I mean, the other day I had like mung bean flat noodles because they're gluten free. Mm-hmm. I put that in the bottom, and I mixed some Alfredo sauce with some preserved lemon. So it's got this lemon preserved. I put that on top, and then I got a piece of smoked salmon. So I had smoked salmon on fancy pasta.
Oh, that sounds good.
And I put that in, and then on top I have vegetables.
Up fish at work.
this one smells good. It does okay. not. It's not the microwave. Sure. It's not tuna. Okay. It's not a tuna in the microwave.
You guys have seen that video, right?
I've had people say this smells delicious. I've had people say I just ordered salmon because that smelled so good. Right. So, but about 30-40 minutes before I'm going to eat lunch, I just run in, take stuff out of the refrigerator, I put these little things in there, pop it on, plug it in, push the button, and it steam cooks it for 40 minutes, and I have a hot, nice, beautiful hot meal.
Yummy.
Last night I had I got a package of frozen gluten-free mac and cheese, put half of it in there. I did cook up some bacon so I could throw that on top. I had bacon mac.
Yum.
With roasted vegetables. And yeah, I noticed that it's a smaller portion, it's satisfying. So, and I'm walking, so I'm kind of satisfied. Kind of content with I park at the farthest spot, so I'm kind of obsessed with getting more steps in.
So, nice.
But, that's fun. That
but the electric spots. Cooker by Itaki.
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 What you got, Anne?
Okay. This yogurt. I was at Whole Foods, and I had been thinking about getting the. I don't know. Is it Yoplait has the fancy French yogurt?
Yeah.
Oui. The little fancy
things. Right. And so I went to look at what yogurts were at Whole Foods because I like a fancy yogurt. They have one called La Fermière.
Okay.
It comes in a little blue terracotta crock.
Oh, cute.
That is that's pretty. Like it's coated with like a light blue enamel. It has they have flavors rose.
Ooh.
Jasmine. Then they had like a classic lemon, which I always love a yummy. I love tart yogurt. And then they had like a blood orange honey.
Oh. Ooh. My gosh. That sounds amazing. Thank you,
Katie. Ginger. Ponzu ginger.
Ooh. I love ponzu.
This is all yogurt? It's like a fancy dessert.
Ponzu, but it was like a ginger.
Got it.
Yeah. So good.
That sounds delicious.
Amazing. So good. And only $3.50.
Fancy.
Which, that's not much more than
it's
regular.
Not a lot of yogurt, but for $3.50.
So what happens with a container? Is it like a
I let my dog lick it. Like it's very clean.
Is it fancy plastic? Is it ceramic?
No, it's terracotta.
Like real terracotta.
It's okay. Glazed terracotta. So I don't know. Like, and the bottom isn't glazed. So if you had a yogurt maker, you could collect these and make your own yogurt.
Oh, 100%.
If you have an Instant Pot, you can make yogurt.
Are all
Instant Pots? And it's the best yogurt I've ever had.
No, you haven't had this yogurt.
Well,
okay, I have a feeling.
I haven't had this yogurt. It's the best I've had. Fair. But I haven't had that yogurt.
To you, it is the best yogurt you've ever had. I have a feeling, because my mom used to make yogurt when my brother and sister were toddlers, and she said it was amazing, but then they'd want to eat it. And this was actually one of those, like, you never know the last time you're going to do things with a child thing. I had seen one of those reels. Mm-hmm. And one of them was like, share a snack with them. And I brought this yogurt home. Dante was sitting next to me, 15 years old, big as a man. He's like, what's that?
What do you mean?
Like, it's a fancy yogurt. It's rose flavored. And he's like, is there one for me?
Is it
I'm
good?
Like, yeah. I'm like, no, but here. And I gave him like a little spoonful. He's like, oh, well, I want more. I'm like, oh, okay,
I shared with
here
you.
Here comes the airplane. And he
you want the yogurt, you have to let me do this.
He was a mad. That's how good it was. Made a 15-year-old boy from the same spoon as his mother.
Can you get it anywhere besides Whole Foods?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was really good.
Good to know.
With kind of these lovely, elegant, delicate flavors of that you might with. They weren't perfumey or anything. They were just light and lovely
and refreshing, probably.
Yeah, just nice. Very nice. So that's one of my obsessions.
Now I gotta decide which direction to go after this. Do I go one direction and get sushi at happy hour, or do I go another way and get yogurt
we that better
I
can enjoy it tomorrow? Up quick if you yeah. want to get to sushi.
Well, right, yeah. Thursday they might be open later, but it starts
I'll
at eight.
The yogurt.
Always starts at 8. So I was looking, my phone's been recommending floss tubes, which are cross stitchers and embroidery people who are sharing their whips and
YouTube
whatever.
Channels for crochet floss tube.
Yeah, for cross
for cross
I set I set you up for that. I'm sorry. And I was looking at one the other day. Her screen names are Maddie and Me Too, and then her YouTube channel is The Quilted Story. And I got all excited that she was going to have the solutions for you with your travel cases and
my project bag woes.
But then I got thinking more. Project Keeper, if you wanted like a digital, or Pattern Keeper, if you wanted a digital way to keep track of your.
Right.
Have you played with that app at all?
I think I have, but it's been, I haven't gotten
so
into it.
So you can mark off as you go and
track your rows and whatever.
I have mixed feelings about the cross stitch patterns digital. But look at this woman's adorable project bags.
Okay.
So it looks like they're 2.5-inch squares to start as the front.
Uh-huh.
And then a coordinating binding.
Cute.
And then she quilts both the front and back. They're just like a flat envelope. Mm-hmm. And they are so flipping cute.
You know what? I taught a class on how to make one of those with a clear front to
yes.
it. I should just pull one of those
there you go. Okay. So see, I'm helping.
You are helping.
But and then the clear front is great because you can see which pattern it is.
She makes like these little Notion pouches that also have... I don't know if this one has it, but so she makes that to organize all your floss for the project.
Ooh, smart.
So she's a floss on the bobbin kind of person.
Uh-huh.
And then this, do you see the little bit there? When you open that up, that's a little needle book.
Oh, cool.
So the Notion bag has a needle book built into it. So what I was getting excited about is I was sure that she was selling this as a pattern.
Yeah. No.
It seems that she only sells the finished objects.
Which I, you know.
Fine.
Sure. What is this person's name?
Her screen name on Instagram is Maddie, MATTIE.
That's why I'm not finding it.
AND Me Too. And she has fun taste in cross stitch projects.
Got it.
I think her main thing is cross stitching and quilting are her main. Oh, here's a whole set. The little project bag, the floss organizer, the Notions bag.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Cute stuff.
I kind of like this pattern that I've started. I mean, it's a little different, but I mean, you could do that.
Yes. It's not dissimilar from that. I love Aniela Hui. Mm-hmm. She has a lot of cute, but this was just so simple.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a million cute.
You could figure that out relatively easily.
Yeah.
I don't need
her pattern, but I was going to pay her for that pattern.
Yeah, I'm happy to pay you if you let me.
Yeah. Also, she has cute taste in projects, so that was a fun floss tube to listen to. So my third fascination is I heard somebody say something great on the radio, and it's like a euphemism that you will have heard before, which is listen to understand, not to respond. They were talking to improv actors, and I had recently had someone professionally who kept telling me I was talking over them, and then I realized, no, this person asked me a question, I start to respond, and then they tell me to stop so they can finish.
Okay.
And I really feel like this person needs this, but I can only work on me. Right?
Sure.
Can't work on this other
You're
person.
You're in charge of yourself?
Yeah. So I'm stitching this to put it up in my office, and I was like, well, I want to make it cute. I'm going to find like a cute cross stitch alphabet. And then I'm like, oh, it's so boring to like draw it out on the graph paper. We know that from trying to draw out knitting patterns. How do people make their cross stitch patterns? And down the rabbit hole I go. So I kind of, this is my office doodling now. So here is
listen. Cute.
Well, I can't make it.
Yeah.
Listen to understand, not to respond. It has a cute border.
I like the main word understand.
Here's the,
cute.
And I'm gonna put that up in the office. Maybe we'll all benefit from it because we should all. But now it's like a doodle situation.
Right.
So I am making up cross stitch patterns.
Wow, that's so fun.
I haven't decided what I'm going to
do. That's pretty. You made that?
Yeah.
Those are pretty.
Thank you.
I like the tessellating patterns. Ooh, Christmassy.
This feels like a Christmas cactus.
Like a bubble, yeah.
Fun.
Okay.
Cute.
And then this is the one I did today because it's leap day.
Yep. Happy leap day.
Yeah.
Is it frogs?
It's frogs. I'll make it bigger because they're all like cute. Kind of based on a quadrant situation.
And they have flies?
Yes.
That's cute.
I made it all up myself. Oh, look at the froggies.
Cute. That's adorable.
Thank you. I like they're all facing different directions.
So I don't know what I'm doing with this, but
you're having fun.
Very fun to doodle. So there's a free website called Floss Cross. And you have 3 design spots. There's no like signing in. It's constantly saving the whole time you're on it.
Nice.
I can close the window and open it on the same computer, and it has a like
it's got a cache.
Yeah, it's totally there where I left it.
That's awesome.
Which is great for when I'm working on it at work and I don't want my boss to see me.
Yep.
But I was so bored today, I did not care.
That's awesome.
And so any device I pick up, you get a fresh 3 design slots. So I have 3 at work, I have 3 on my phone, and I have 3 on my tablet. And it's real easy to use. There is a Reddit thread for support. So one of the...
Find anything on Reddit?
Right. Well, it's directly the what is this? Coder, software designer?
Yep.
What do we call this person?
Sure.
Yeah.
Maker. I don't know.
Yeah. It's their direct support. So, that's like, awesome. A PDF was not downloading. It kept giving me an error, and she, like, I'm assuming it's a she. I'm just going to go with
that. Yeah.
The person saw my Reddit post, responded within a day, and that's fixed it all up.
That was cool.
I would pay this person for this.
Yeah, quite the service.
And I was researching it, like, is this a good one to, like, really kind of keep playing with? And there's a ton of YouTube videos that say give this like a pretty high rating as far as across like paid or free design.
Cool.
Platforms.
That's cool.
That's what I've been playing with, but I'm very obsessed with.
Nice. All right. Well, I think that's it for us tonight then.
That is it.
Thank you guys for listening. Thank you again to our sponsor, Magic Mind. And I guess we will talk to you guys next time. Make sure you check out our Patreon if you want to hear more from us. We've got book club every third Tuesday of the month.
Sounds right.
So in a couple weeks, we'll have a new book club episode out. And we'll see you guys then. Bye.